The exhibition is a touring exhibition. It was first presented at Craft Victoria, curated by Kate Rhodes. It's a Nets Victoria and Craft Victoria touring exhibition, which is also supported by Object Gallery in Sydney. And the purpose of this is really to bring to communities throughout Australia the work of artisanal fashion designers, work which is rarely seen outside of exclusive design circles.
And where has this exhibition been before it came to Ararat?
Well, it was launched as part of the Melbourne Festival at Craft Victoria, and it's since travelled throughout Victoria and to Western Australia. And we're the only venue in Western Victoria, and the exhibition will continue here until the 17th of May. And then it moves to its final venue, which is the Mildura Arts Centre in June.
Is this the sort of thing that comes to Ararat very often?
Well, we have a long-standing textile fibre art focus, which the gallery's pursued since the early 1970s. So anything to do with contemporary textiles and fibre is of interest to us, and we do present a number of touring exhibitions or work with artists directly to bring shows to Ararat, which look at, you know, new and innovative responses to textile fibre traditions.
There seems to be a lot of varying textures and fabrics here.
Well, this is an interesting body of work by S Laboratory. And what's interesting about their work? Well, to begin with, S Laboratory stands for Experimental Surreal Style. So what they're interested in doing is looking at juxtapositions between the real and the imagined, between embellishment and disfigurement. So with these garments, which, you know, in many ways are quite beautiful, very elaborate, multi-layered, beautifully tailored, but what they've done is they've then gone and kind of defiled them by leaving them out in the open, staining them with tea. They're both beautiful and ugly.
How do you decide how to display these works?
Yes, well, that would have been a collaboration between the curator of the exhibition, Kate Rhodes, and the designer that she worked with. You know, there's seven designers in the show, and they're represented by coherent bodies of work. So the garments you see are related to a particular series, so similar themes.
But this is the one that's caught my eye. It's like a huge black, it looks almost like a curtain, and it's just covered in beads.
Well, this is a work which draws a lot of attention. Neon beads in this elaborate formation. They kind of look floral or like a various bunches of grapes. So there's something very, that really draws you to it. So this is certainly one of the works that just, you know, people are drawn to.
Do you want to describe this piece to us, Anthony?
Well, these are three pieces by Paula Dunlop. And, how do I describe it? They're rather angular-looking works. They're very very simple in terms of their design, but they're also a little bit, there's something kind of, they're classic, but there's something quite not right about them. And the reason that happens with Paula Dunlop's work is that she really celebrates chance. And so what she does, and she's inspired by the composer, artist John Cage in this sense, she does things like blindfolds herself and folds fabric to determine, you know, how the garment is going to evolve. Or she might set herself challenges like, today I'm going to go to the op shop and I'm going to find a garment and build an entire series around that, and she'll stick to that and she'll go and find a garment and the work will evolve out of that. Or alternatively, she might use a lottery process to make decisions about the fabric she uses or the type of design aesthetic that she pursues.
We've got a collection of four dresses, one of which looks like it's made out of some sort of sack, Anthony.
Yes, it's some poly material. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But although they're different, they're based on the same pattern, which is something which was developed by Anthea van Coppelen, called the envelope. And it's inspired by Issey Miyake's The Apoc, which was designed in 1999. And what Issey Miyake was trying to achieve was a way of mass-producing garments to make clothing affordable. So it was a very simple design, which was machine-stitched, and then you could cut the holes for the arms to, you know, depending on the client's needs. But of course, Issey Miyake is a, you know, coveted designer, and although he initially wanted these to be fairly functional and affordable and available, they weren't. So what Anthea van Coppelen's doing is trying to actually create something which is, and she's created the envelope.
And now just turning around behind us here, and I'm not going to lie, it does look like a giant roll of toilet paper.
It's a very large and rather sculptural piece. Most people don't know what it is, but if you cut it at a certain place, you can fold it and sew it, and it forms the basis of a garment, a very simple garment, but nonetheless a garment that you can then, you know, adapt to your needs, as I said before, based on the Issey Miyake idea for the APOC. But this is Anthea van Coppelen's envelope. And now she's trying to make this as widely available as possible. So if people are interested in downloading the pattern, they can do that from the website www.netsvictoria.org/how-you-make-it. So you can make your own Anthea van Coppelen inspired garment.
And this is, as far as I can see, a man's jacket that's been made into a skirt. Is that right?
That's correct. And this is a body of work by Six. They've taken surplus stock from a Melbourne vendor, fashion vendor, Chiodo, and have, and this was fashion that was designed for men, and they've actually turned it into a line of women's clothing. But they're certainly deconstructed, and that's what Six do. They take, you know, there's a great quote over here on this panel. It says, Six scan op shops and collect tailored garments, which are then worked on the mannequin stand to develop patterns. The pair enjoy the iconoclasm of cutting up other designers' clothing. For them, this style of work is a kind of appropriation, and there is a delicious shock in a customer finding a Comme des Garçons, a Jean-Paul Gaultier jacket spliced with a thrift store find. So like many of the designers in this show, they're equally inspired by high fashion design and couture as they are by the local op shop. And many of these artists scour op shops frequently to inform their work or to actually use discarded clothing to create their own unique lines of fashion.
Well, thanks very much for showing me around the Ararat Art Gallery, Anthony. And, I hope people come in and have a look.
You're welcome. Thanks, Lisa.